October 9, Oswald Chambers, My Utmost for His Highest. Pull yourself together. Yield your members servants to righteousness and to holiness. Romans 6, 13-22. I cannot save and sanctify myself. I cannot atone for sin. I cannot redeem the world. I cannot make right what is wrong, pure what is impure, holy what is unholy. That is all the sovereign work of God. Have I faith in what Jesus Christ has done? He has made a perfect atonement, otherwise sometimes referred to as at one meant, or meant to be at one with Him. Has He made a perfect atonement? Am I in the habit of constantly realizing it? The great need is not to do things, but to believe things. The redemption of Christ is not an experience. It is the great act of God, which He has performed through Christ, and I have to build my faith upon it. If I construct my faith on my experience, I produce that most unscriptural type and isolated life, my eyes fixed on my own whiteness. Beware of the piety that has no presupposition in the atonement of the Lord. It is of no use for anything but a sequestered life. It is useless to God and a nuisance to man. Measure every type of experience by our Lord Himself. We cannot do anything pleasing to God unless we deliberately build on the presupposition of the atonement, where Jesus Christ has made us at one with God. The atonement at one meant of Jesus has to work out in practical, unobtrusive ways in my life. Every time I obey, absolute deity is on my side, so that the grace of God and natural obedience coincide. Obedience means that I have banked everything on the atonement, and my obedience is met immediately by the delight of the supernatural grace of God. Beware of the piety that denies the natural life. It is a fraud. Continue to bring yourself to the bar of the atonement. Am I really one with Him as I was meant to be? Where is the discernment of the atonement in this thing and in that? That's the end of Oswald's text. Being at one with God was the prayer of Jesus Christ. He prayed that we would be one as He and the Father were one. His work on Calvary made it possible for us to be one with Jesus, and therefore, as one with Jesus, one with the Father. The atonement is exactly that. It is the process by which we are made at one, because we're meant to be at one with God. In the garden, Adam and Eve were at one with God before they chose to step out on independence and thereby create the break in the relationship, which brought about the whole purpose of God, a necessity for God to introduce Himself into the human existence to provide a means of restoring each and every individual who chose to be at one, as meant, with God. Whenever we assume that we can be at one with God by any means of our own, by any resolve or purposefulness or determination, we are actually defeating the whole concept of the sacrifice of Christ. Jesus Christ did what we cannot do, and any and every attempt that we make to do that, to make ourselves holy or pure, is an affront to His work on the cross. He paid for every sin, for every man, for all time. Any effort on any man's part to assist him in the process is nothing short of insolence, and certainly it's offensive to God. When you come to Christ for salvation, receive the full pardon. His punishment was enough to pay for every one of your sins. Don't try to add to His work.